this is a great weekend to binge listen to Sell or Die. So like when you need a break from your friends or family, you're just laying there on the beach. I want you to picture yourself. Imagine those AirPods in your ears with our voices right there. This is a Sell or Die. Extra.
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by...
Jeffrey, what's that in your coffee cup?
What do you think it is, Jen? It's Death Wish coffee. It's the only coffee I drink. Death Wish is the world's strongest coffee, and the world's strongest salesperson needs the world's strongest coffee.
Jeffrey and I drink it, and diehards, you need to be drinking it too. It'll help you wake up and smell the order forms. They have 100% no bullshit money back guarantee, so go get your first bag or first box of K-cups of the world's strongest coffee at deathwishcoffee.com.
So what does an order form smell like?
This is a Sell or Die Extra.
And it is Motivation Wednesday.
That's right.
You may know it erroneously as Hump Day. A term that disgusts me because what it means is that you're kind of giving up on the week already and only looking forward to the weekend. Oh, there's only three more days and I get to drink beer and act like an idiot.
This should be pump day, like pump up the sale, pump up the sale.
And you put yourself in a position where you are doing your best.
Yeah.
Are you doing your best? And this is the I almost said it again, Labor Day. This is the Memorial Day weekend, and you're going to be giving me the bullshit excuse about the fact that people are on vacation. I can't get anybody because they're all leaving early for vacation.
I can't
vacation.
Make the sale. They're not buying right now because right. It's Memorial Day.
So it's hump day. Go make a couple of appointments for Friday and see if you can do it for, you know.
Guys, people are still buying. The economy does not shut down for the next 48 hours. Your job is to figure out how to give enough value and create enough demand so that you can make the sale right now in spite of it being a holiday coming up. And then use the holiday to go celebrate.
I'm going to give you some ideas about how to take advantage of a vacation.
Okay.
How to take advantage of your time during that vacation, because right now you're thinking about, boy, I can't wait to go swimming. I can't wait to get a suntan. I can't wait to have a barbecue. I can't wait to drink a bunch of beer. Unless you live in Charlotte, in which case you're drinking craft beer. But the challenge for you is, what are you really doing with that time that you have set aside to invest in fun? Could you also invest some of it in building your career? Because the late, great Napoleon Hill said, a vacation, reasonable in length, sane, and intelligent in its use, is the most profitable part of your working year, adding years to life and efficiency to the hardworking days. In other words, this is your time to rest, recover, and plan for what's going to happen next.
Yeah, and it's also your time to reinvest in yourself. It's a time to read, it's a time to recover, and it's a time to learn. Like, don't just think about, I'm thinking about my suntan, of course. I love getting tan, I love being outside, I love running around, that kind of thing, playing tennis. But I'm also excited. I've invested in some courses throughout the year, and I'm excited to get, you know, a jump start on those courses and really take the time I need to do the workbook lessons and really invest in my self-education, because to me, that's part of what this weekend is all about.
If you have a fiction book that you're going to take with you to read on the beach, leave it at home and take a nonfiction book with you so you can actually provoke your own thought process. So I'm going to give you a formula, and I apologize for monopolizing some of this time, but I think that you'll benefit from this tremendously if you will just record this, list this, listen to it, re-listen to it, and then make your own list. The first thing you need to do on a vacation is pay attention. you look for ideas and you think about opportunities. Because just think about yourself. You get an idea in the shower and you come out of the shower and you record it. Same on vacation. You get that idea because your mind is clear and free from clutter. Document the idea right away. The best way to clear your mind is before you go on the vacation, list all your shit. Get all your crap down on a piece of paper, everything you need to think about in your world, and put it in writing so you can forget about it and concentrate on answers because they will come to you. The answers will pop into your head. Document them immediately. Now, Napoleon Hill also said, and I think this is probably one of the most powerful things that he has ever said, do not, however, imagine that a reasonable vacation means a vacation free from thought. The brain never gets tired. Now, Napoleon Hill said this in 1917, and what he said was, you're going to be thinking about it whether you want to think about it or not. The question is, what are you going to do about it? When you get that idea, are you going to say, well, I'll remember this later? No. You document it right now. And Jen, you've had a million ideas in your life, haven't you?
Yeah, a million and one.
Okay, so then the question is, but you've acted on the most important ones because you realize they're important because you documented them. You do the right thing.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, another way that you can even start your vacation is to begin with an extra long, and you know I'm all about the woo, but an extra long meditation session. Mm-hmm. Really be still and quiet with your thoughts for a little bit so that you can jumpstart that clear mind, so that you can jumpstart that clear thinking, like when you're in the shower that Jeffrey was talking about. You know, be intentional about creating that space for yourself to allow those thoughts to free flow, and then you're going to get all those ideas. You know, they're going to be just jumping around and swarming out of your brain, and it'll be not just a fun vacation, but a useful one where you're going to come back rejuvenated, ready to rock.
You can eat shit food, hot dogs, hamburgers, all the things I'm not allowed to have anymore, rolls. But I'm going to challenge you with this. Stay sober. And the reason I want you to stay sober is because you don't need to celebrate vacation. That's the time to be with yourself. You celebrate yourself. And we'll talk about that more on Memorial Day. But I think that this is a time for you. It's coming into the summer. It's a slower time of the year. You need to speed it up. And the best way to speed it up is to have a game plan. And the best way to have a game plan is to have some sobriety about you so that you can think about what it is that you need to do. You make the game plan based on your clarity of mind. You wake up in the morning before everybody else does at your place, and you start to generate your own ideas. Now, you may say, well, I can't wake up early. Right, because you're drunk the night before. That's why I'm challenging you not to drink the night before. It does you no good. You piss away all you've spent, and you go to sleep, and you wake up with the sandpaper in your mouth. It's horrible. So try. Now, I'm not going to be able to affect all of you diehards, but if only 25% of you listen to what I'm saying and do what I tell you, you'll pass the other 75% of the fucking idiots that drink until they can't see straight.
You know, when I first met you, Jeffrey, like 5 years ago, yeah. I was on a detox cleanse kind of thing. And it was a 28-day-er. And I was in my 23rd or 4th day of that cleanse. And mm-hmm. part of it was no alcohol at all. And I was a drinker in college.
Mm-hmm.
And post college, I was in the city and having fun, you know, doing my thing, drinking at night and whatever. And after those 20 something days of no alcohol, I will say, so I finished out the detox. I did it fully. It wasn't just a detox from alcohol, it was a detox from crap food and all that good stuff. And, I stuck with it for the most part. Now, I'm not like a heathen. Like, of course, I'll have an occasional drink here or there. And in Paris, I have a glass of wine every day. But, you know, I don't know. There's something about being able to wake up with a clear mind and being able to wake up with your thoughts on fire, like really ready to kick ass that you can't get when you're out partying the night before. Now, I'm not saying don't have a good time. Have a blast, okay? But there is something about when you alter your state of mind, it's not just in that moment. It's the next morning, too. So it's just something to consider. You know, if you want to wake up and do coursework or learn a new language or, you know, invest time in yourself in some way, it may be useful to go to sleep with a clear mind.
The vacation is a time to regroup, regain your strength, and just document your authenticity for what you're hoping to do. And you can most easily do that when you're clear. When you have a clear head, you wake up in the morning and you start to write about who you are and what you intend to do. It's not difficult. It requires self-discipline, but it is not difficult to do. Now, I will tell you that I'm clear all the time. I wake up in the morning and I'm sober. And as a result of that, I wake up in the morning, spend an hour on myself. I write, I read, I think. I prepare, I create, and I got 15 books and you don't. And the only reason I have them and you don't have them is because I'm making money while you're fucking sleeping. And I think you have to look at
it. I think that's a challenge, Diehard.
Oh, yeah.
Get up earlier and jumpstart your day.
Even if you're just planning your sales presentation for the day or planning the follow-up for the day or whatever it is that you're doing, do it with all you've got.
All right, guys. Until next time. I'm Jen Gluckow.
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. I'm reminding you to get an idea. Get something that will put you at the next plateau and do it even if your ass falls off. Happy weekend. Be safe.
Bye-bye.
This has been a Seller Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to the GittimerLearningAcademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to GittimerLearningAcademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit SellerDieNetwork.com.